Greed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Any other show you miss, our on-demand section, you can easily find at ksgf.com. We also have the app, which is great. It's very convenient for you. Download it. If you don't like it, you can get rid of it. That's fine with me. But I think that you'll like it. Also, Spotify, iTunes. And we do have, part of the on-demand, is Author of the Week. This author today, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, Michelle Easton, How to Raise a Conservative Daughter. And we hear this time and time again, people that think that they did right, but man, you know, they get into these indoctrination camps on universities, and they're taught not how to think, but what to think. And you know, you remember probably to some degree when you were young, and you just assume, well, these people are in these positions because they know what they're talking about. I mean, they wouldn't hire somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about. And when it's the exact same message over and over and over and over again from every professor that you have lecturing to you, you can see how a young person can switch and think, well, gosh, this is the right path. And so it's one of the reasons that a book like How to Raise a Conservative Daughter is so important. And I want to welcome you. Thank you for being here, and ask number one, why you wrote the book, and why specifically looking at the female end of this, the young girl, the daughter, instead of kids in general.
Sure. Hi, Nick. How are you? Thanks for having me on. You know, I've been working with young women for 28 years at the Center for Conservative Women here in Virginia. We're a national organization. But I began to notice that some of these great young conservative women leaders, there were some things that happened in their lives that I really wanted to share. By the way, we work with women. That's just what we do at Claire Booth Lewis Center for Conservative Women. A lot of these points I make would work as well for men, but some are quite specific. We work with women and girls, and here's why. Over the years, you know, the women's movement, the women's studies, the women's history has been dominated by women of the left, socialist, Marxist, radical feminist. And when I found this 28 years ago, it's because we weren't doing enough to promote our own great conservative women and use them as role models for the young women coming up. But let me tell you, what I did is I wrote this as a guide for parents and grandparents or anybody in a position to influence the development of a daughter, because the cultural forces today, and you mentioned the schools, and that's a part of it, a raid against the family can be terrifying. In the old days, Nick, you know, if you had a conservative family, you went to church, you could pretty much count on your kids being conservative, almost by osmosis. It's not that way anymore today. In today's cultural climate, you know, the toxic social media, the indoctrination of the schools, the entertainment industry and all that, it makes it very, very tough. I think that parents have to start younger, thinking about it, not preaching, not pounding on their kids, but thinking about how to instill in them conservative ideas. And the book is a couple hundred pages filled with ideas about that.
I think a lot of parents, they don't think that their daughter moving out of the house is going to be susceptible to these influences. They think, well, we've done a good job, and I know my daughter. If you would walk us through how these things occur, a story, if you will, on parents that also thought the same thing, like, well, I don't have anything to worry about. We raised our daughter right, only to learn the nightmare truth that would come.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you about a family down in the South. I don't want to give their name, but they're dear friends. They had two sons and two daughters, and they put them all in this very pricey private school. And suddenly the boys were getting into high school, getting a little bit older, and they were socialists. They become liberals. They become socialists. And so it was kind of late on them. They went off to college, and they're just leftists. But the daughters were younger, and they took them out, and they put them in a city Catholic school that was, you know, not, it was religious, but it was more traditional. English, math, science, and history, not all the politics. And the two girls turned out to be good, solid conservatives. So it was, they were taken by surprise by it. They thought, oh, we got them in a good private school, very expensive. But they didn't realize that the people in that school didn't share their values. And that's what's happened. What's different today about, you know, when I was raised, you know, a few decades ago, most parents, most schools, most teachers shared the same values. And you could feel pretty comfortable with it. It's just not true anymore. You know, Nick, there's all these agendas. They're teaching, you know, critical race theory. They're teaching little five-year-olds, little white five-year-olds, you're a racist. And the dark-skinned kids, well, you're a victim. You know, they're teaching this 1619 project, this revisionist history that's just grossly wrong, that America, we fought the revolution to preserve slavery. Excuse me, we fought it because there was an abusive king in the monarchy. So you can't count on it anymore. And even in the private schools, as the story I've told, you have to watch it very carefully. You have to keep a track of what your kids are doing, what they're learning. I mean, one of the things I tell parents is, you got to talk about stuff. I got to tell you, by the time I was maybe 8, I got big government taxes. Because every night at dinner, you want to try to eat dinner with your family every night and talk. My dad would talk about all the things we couldn't do as a middle-class family because the government, you know, the federal, the state, and the local taxed him so heavily. So I got government and taxes. I think that you can't assume kids are just going to pick up your views if you're conservative. You have to talk about them. You have to have dinner. You have to have conversations. And you have to encourage them to read, because the stuff they're getting in school is not going to be teaching, for the most part, the lessons that you want. Read, 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 read. And I recommend books in How to Raise a Conservative Daughter that are good books for girls to read.
We're talking with Michelle Easton, author of How to Raise a Conservative Daughter. I'm curious what you think. This is an interesting evolution that has occurred where the left, including some feminists, are actively working against girls when it comes to a lot of the issues of boys who want to compete against girls. It's just such an odd thing that they represent themselves as out there fighting for women, but they're actively fighting against them, particularly young girls.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's crazy.
I have a whole chapter on How to Raise a Conservative Daughter. It's called A Woman's Differences Are Her Strength. Mm. I think for parents, teaching their girls to celebrate the natural variations between men and women. I mean, you know, the breathtaking miracle of childbearing elevates females. The left and these feminists, you know, like to teach that having children is a burden. And, you know, that there's really no difference between men and women. Well, there is. There's no intellectual difference. There's different emotional tendencies. But the whole idea that a high school boy can decide he's a girl, and he's going to compete against your daughter in track, and he's going to beat her every time. Because why? Because they're not the same. Because boys are bigger. They have more muscles. They have bigger hearts. We have breasts. They have muscles on their chest. And so it's an idiotic, unbelievable notion. And the fact that feminists who supposedly represent women are supporting this. Some of them aren't, Nick. You know that? Some
right.
of them aren't. But too many of them are. And this whole transgender movement. Oh, there's really no gender. Well, yeah, there is. Mothers have babies. You know, boys and girls have physical differences. And that goes in lots of other areas, including intimacy. I have one of our most ordered booklets that we have is The College Girl's Guide to Real Protection in a Hooked Up World, Sense and Sexuality. And it's about, you know, once the girls in high school and college start dating. And there are tremendous differences between men and women when it comes to just kissing and cuddling and the way our bodies, in a medical sense, react. For women, there's a hormone that comes right up. It's the same hormone that we get when we nurse our babies. For men, it's not. So we bond, we fall in love. Most guys, yeah. So the notion that we're all the same, you know, men and women are all the same, is just crazy and it's wrong.
Well, it sounds like a lot of that science nonsense you're spouting off.
Yeah. Right. You know, and it's like the sun. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I was going to say, I remember when, I think it was when Amy Coney Barrett had been confirmed, and there was some organization like the Girl Scouts, I can't recall if it was the Girl Scouts, that had sent out, you know, like a congratulation, or maybe they just had her listed as a number of successful women, and there was a huge backlash because she didn't, you know, she had a diverse perspective on things, and so, you know, they withdrew that. And of course, my first thought is, what a shameful message to teach young women and girls that you have to believe a certain way if you're a woman in order to be respected. But what we've seen culturally is that women who are conservative, they get mocked, they get name-called, they get dismissed, while those who are on the left get held up. So I'm wondering, as your time as president of Center for Conservative Women, who are some of those women that maybe families can direct their daughters to as examples of good, strong conservative women?
Sure. Well, actually, I have a chapter in How to Raise a Conservative Daughter where I've listed some wonderful, great conservative women leaders, some that have passed away, like Clare Boothe Luce and Margaret Thatcher, and others that are still going, that we use a lot in our seminars, at our lectures, at our mentoring lunches. People like Senda Marshall Blackburn. She's from Tennessee. She's a great, hardworking woman. The virtue of work, that's something I talk about. Hard work is a virtue. She's a great example of that. Governor Kristi Noem, she didn't let the feds shut down her state for COVID. People like Star Parker, who went 180 degrees in her politics to be a believer and a conservative. She came out of a sort of a ghetto background and a life of some really big mistakes. We believe in redemption. So there are great conservative women. That's what we do at the Center for Conservative Women. And that's why I wrote this book, How to Raise a Conservative Daughter, to help parents, to guide them, and to get them thinking early when their girls are young, or grandparents even, thinking about how to instill these conservative values. Not preaching, not pounding on them, but things to do in the life of girls, starting when they're quite young, even managing money, you know, the whole notion of defending life and what is life at the beginning with the babies and at the end when people are older. There's a lot more we can do as parents. It's a harder job to be a parent now than it was for mine and probably for yours, Nick, because the forces, the toxic influences in the culture are so strong. And some of the girls will get to college and they'll shift a little, but then they come back. They come back. It's like the joke I always say about take her to church, because then when she's 18, she'll have something to rebel against, and then she'll come back to it. It's okay. It's okay for girls to explore it, but the core conservative ideas, the heart and soul, you know, the self-worth is from God, not from government. This is what parents have to think about, have to try to instill. And that's why I wrote How to Raise a Conservative Daughter.
Michelle Easton, our Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books, where you can get all of our Author of the Week books, How to Raise a Conservative Daughter. Michelle, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, and thank you for your wonderful show. You do a great job.
Thank you very, very much. Have a wonderful day. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.